Hello, I am your host, Dr. Tan with Tana Ministries. Welcome to I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Again, thank you for tuning in to this podcast. I pray that you are blessed and definitely encouraged. Good evening, and welcome to I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast with your host, Dr. Tan of Tana Ministries. I'm coming to you tonight because I want to talk to you about something that we all go through. Every last one of us then dealt with haters, naysayers, people that don't want to support you or that talks down on you. But guess what? There's still hope. So this podcast tonight is going to be titled, Their Chatter Doesn't Matter. Again, their chatter doesn't matter. I want you to understand that everyone plays a part in your journey. God has already predestined where you will be, what your life looks like. He's already determined the successes that you're going to have, the accomplishments that you will have, that you will enjoy. And so what I want you to understand is that their chatter doesn't matter. Jeremiah 1:5, I believe, puts it very plain and simple. When we think about having haters and naysayers and people that don't want to genuinely support you or people that don't want to speak down on you or talk about you. It says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. So that right there alone says it all. It doesn't matter what the chatter is saying because God already has a plan for your life. The chatter is irrelevant. There's an old analogy that I've heard many years, and it says that a dog doesn't bark at a parked car. In other words, people won't talk about you. They won't have anything to talk about if you aren't doing anything worth talking about. So normally when your name is the topic of conversation, or when people seem to want to gather together and maybe they dislike you by association, or this person doesn't like you and because they think they need to be loyal to that person, so they don't like you too. So now you got people that are disliking you just because it's you. All of that doesn't matter because God already has a plan. Let's get into this tonight. I'm reminded of Joseph. I know you know the story of Joseph. Joseph had an anointing on his life, and he, you know, and this is even with family members. He had some brothers that was jealous of him. And let me tell you something. It doesn't necessarily have to be family members. It could be people on your job. It could be some of the people that's in your circle. What we have to do is take inventory. We have to evaluate our circles. We can't expect ourselves out of other people. A lot of times we do that. We expect us out of other people because this is how we would handle it, or this is what we would do. And we expect, and then when it doesn't go that way, when the people that we're having the interaction with, when it doesn't go the way that we think it should go or envision it, then we get upset and we become frustrated. But what we have to do, number one, is stop expecting us, or stop expecting you out of other people. You have to whatever a person shows you or whoever they show you that they are, that's who they are. And what we have to learn to do is accept that and move forward. But back to the story of Joseph, his brothers were jealous of him. And, you know, jealousy happens when we take our eyes and focus off what God has for us. And we look to the left and to the right and all around to compare or contrast what God is doing in other people's lives. And the problem with that is God has a tailor-made blessing for you. He has a tailor-made journey for you. And when you try to compare your journey and your blessings to others, there's no comparison. You can't look at it and say, well, if they're doing this, well, then why can't I do this? Now, let me tell you this. Now, God has no respect of persons. We know that. And in the same way he blesses them, he can bless you too. However, you don't want what somebody else has. You want what God has for you. So that's very important. And so what jealousy does is it gets us off focus and we start looking around and comparing because maybe we feel like they don't deserve this or maybe people feel like you don't deserve something. But we have to understand that the Bible says that promotion don't come from the east or the west, but from the good Lord. God promotes, he elevates. And so Joseph was anointed and he was appointed. And instead of his brothers, his biological brothers celebrating him, they hated the fact that he was chosen. And so they plotted and they planned to get rid of him. You know the story. But guess what happened? And this is what I want you to know. Even when they plot and plan against you, as long as you got your hands in God's unchanging hand, you will always win. Look at Joseph. He went from the pit to the palace. Did it take some time? Of course it did. Did it take some years? Of course it did. But he was faithful. He remained patient. And he stayed in God's presence. Because I'm going to tell you some seasons that we go through, they're going to be tough. But just because they're tough doesn't mean that we can't make it through it. And so Joseph went from the pit to the palace. And one season in his life, he was in the pit, didn't see no way out. And it was over a span of years, about 10 to 12 years, you know, in this situation where he is saying, okay, what did I do? And sometimes it's nothing that you did wrong. It's the fact that God has his hand on you. And what the enemy wants to do is discount you. The enemy wants to discredit you. The enemy wants to discourage you. The enemy wants to dampen your spirit. The enemy wants you to be depressed. And he wants you to give up on what God has for you. But you can't give up. Because their chatter doesn't matter. All the plotting and planning. And in the end, what happened? Scripture says, Matthew 22 and 44, the God will make your enemy your footstool. Talks about that. At the end, Joseph's enemies, the people that put him in the pit, needed his help. So we, you know, people have to be careful. We have to be careful that we're not acting in jealousy. And for those that are doing it to us, if you're experiencing that on your job, in your relationships, family situations, just know to stay the course. Never said it's going to be easy, but I do know that if you do it God's way, he will make your enemies your footstool. And then where they think that they had you in the beginning, that you was needing them, in the end, they'll be needing you. That's why it's very important to never burn bridges, because you never know when you got to come back across them. another analogy is be careful how you treat people on your way up, because they'll be the same people that you meet coming down. Let me tell you something. God wants all of us to be humble. He wants us to be cheerful and to edify and be a blessing to one another. Now, you know, understand this. He tells us to love one another. That includes the people that's plotting against you. Now, I'm going to tell you, that's very hard. It's something that you have to practice and pray about daily, because sometimes people can get under your skin if you have not put on the whole armor of God that Ephesians 6 talks about. If you haven't put that whole armor on, I'm going to tell you. Sometimes you just get fed up, you get tired, the words that people are saying, the things that they're doing, and you're seeing it in plain daylight. And all it is the enemy is trying to prick you out of position. He's trying to trick you out of position. He can't take it from you, but he can get you to give it up. And so what you got to do is be smart. You got to put on the whole armor. What does that look like? Hey, you got to pray without ceasing. That's what it tells us in Thessalonians. Pray without ceasing. You got to talk to God like you talk to the people on the phone, whoever you calling, your best friends, your BFFs, whoever it is that you talk to on a daily. You know, you got to make God that number one go-to person. Before you tell everybody else, tell God first. Sometimes when we're going through some things, we want to tell everybody else before we tell God. And oftentimes, if we had just held on and just told him first, we wouldn't have to worry about saying to ourselves, I wish I had kept it to myself, because it worked out quicker than I thought. So we gotta train our mind. It's nothing wrong with having people to talk to. I'm not telling you that. I'm saying that before we go to them, to our group of people that we can find and go to him. Before you go to them, go to him. Take it to him first. Then see how he works it out. You ever had something that you was dealing with, especially when, you know, you've been hearing all the chatter and you trying to get some of your day ones or your ace boon coons, as you call them, on the phone, trying to get somebody to talk to you, frustrated, want to get it off your chest. And you call and nobody's answering the phone. You text and nobody's answering the phone. And so you end up in this place of isolation. Joseph found himself in a place of isolation when he was in the pit. And let me tell you something. Being in a place of isolation is not a bad place. Being in a place of isolation is not a bad place, because when you in the isolation stage, you can hear God clear. You don't have all the chatter of everybody else in your ear either. You know, there's two different types of chatter. You got the chatter of the people that don't support you, the naysayers, the haters. And then you got the chatter of the people that you consider in your circle. And so sometimes when God is trying to move us to the next level, sometimes the chatter, not from the world, the naysayers, but the chatter from our circle, can keep us stagnant too, because we're trying to listen to what they're saying and take their advice and value that. And then it drowns out what God is telling us to do. That's why I say, before you go to them, which is your trusted group of people, go to him first. Because that kind of clears out a lot of chatter. But Joseph, let's get back to Joseph. Joseph had to learn too to pray for his enemies. And I'm going to tell you something. Praying for people that have talked about you, mistreated you, that's hard. But it has to be done. We have to get to the point where we don't hold grudges in our heart against people. Because if we do, that blocks our blessings. And I know, you know, when you're going through something like that, it makes you feel like you're weak in a sense. If you don't respond, if you don't retaliate. But don't retaliate. Stay in faith. Don't retaliate. Stay in position so God can elevate. It's very important because our actions determine our blessings and how we handle situations. God already knows that it's going to be hard for you to pray for those that mistreat you and despitefully use you and say all manners of ill words against you. He knows that. He doesn't expect for us to be perfect, but he expects for his plan in our life to be perfected through us seeking him. So how do we get better in that area? Continue to pray. Ask God to help us. Because one thing I've noticed, scripture says, resist the devil and he shall flee. I believe that's James 4:7, if I'm not mistaken. In order for the enemy to flee, he got to fear what's in front of him. And how does he fear you? Fear, the only fear that is put in the enemy's mind to flee is when you stand on the word of God. When he sees you're unbothered. Secondly, when it comes to their chatter, doesn't matter. Just know that it's free press. Hey, they're talking about you, lifting your name up, and you ain't even got to pay for it. And then that's the funny side of it. And I know it sometimes is more serious than that because you're on your job and you got people plodding, you got people in cliques, you in different organizations, you know, maybe in your family, maybe with friends, and you can feel the hateration coming. A lot of people, instead of congratulation, they want to throw hateration, and that's okay. That's them. Don't worry about what they're doing. Just make sure that you're doing what God told you to do. Because when we start to focus on why they're doing it, why are they doing this? I don't bother them. Why are they talking about me? I don't bother them. I'm not talking about them. When we get to focusing on that, then guess what happens? They've won. They got us to take our mind off of what God has put before us, to focus on the mess all around us. And I'm going to tell you something. Remember when Peter was walking on the water? And as long as he stayed focused on Jesus, he didn't sink. Well, guess what? All the things in the world is the water. But remember, Jeremiah 1:5 said that your path has already been predestined because he knew you before he formed you. It's already been predestined. It's already done. Your plan is already done. You just got to walk the plan that God has laid before you. And no devil in hell, no plot of the enemy can stop or block what God has ordained on his watch. You know, J. Maul says a song, one of my favorite songs, it says, "Don't pray and worry." And I love it. I mean, why pray if you're going to worry? Why worry if you're going to pray, huh? Yeah, we're going to do it. It's human nature. But the whole thing about it is pray and leave it alone. Let God have it. You need your haters, whether you know it or not. They're needed. Everybody plays a part. I said that at the beginning. Everybody plays a part. Remember Judas and how he betrayed Jesus? Jesus already knew because, you know, Jesus knew everything. He already knew what Judas' issue was, what he was, why he was doing it. He already knew his character and all of that. Jesus didn't treat him no different. You know why? Because he knew that no matter what Judas had planned, no weapon formed against him would prosper. He already knew it. He's saying, you know, you're doing all this, you know, for 30 pieces of silver. Your plan ain't going to work. God is in control. It's no need for me to get mad at you. Matter of fact, I'm going to pray for you because you don't understand what you're doing. And that's what he did. And he was at peace with it because Judas played a part. In order for, remember the scripture in Psalms 23 and 5, it says that he will prepare a table in the presence of your enemies. Yeah, I mean, the table is set. Guess who's going to be sitting at the head of the table? You are. And all your enemies are going to be sitting there looking to be like, wow, how did they get there? Because guess what? He says that, remember, we go back to that one scripture, he'll make your enemies your footstool. So if your enemies are your footstool, that means you're one ahead of them. You're above them. Footstool means they're beneath you. He said, the scripture says, he'll make you the head and not the tail. Above and not beneath, right? So, hey, they can't overcome you or overtake you when they're doing wrong. Their plan doesn't work. The B clause of that scripture in Isaiah, where it talks about no weapon formed against me shall prosper, Isaiah 54 and 17, it says, and every tongue that come up against me shall be condemned. They can talk about you all day. It does not change the plans that God has for your life. Remember Jeremiah 1 and 5 says, for I knew you before I formed you. Hey, that settles it. God already knew they was going to be talking about you, but it ain't going to stop none that he got going on. Whatever he's set in motion for you, it's going to happen regardless. They can talk all day. It's just free press. And when you understand the magnitude of everybody plays a part, it's a good thing to know who is really for you and who is not. Sometimes we get into this whole mindset of thinking that everybody, especially with the technology age now, we got all this social media, you got, you know, all these different apps and things of that nature, Facebook, you got Instagram, you got TikTok, whatever it is. And, you know, people are so caught up in the likes and loves and comments, and half of the people that's liking and loving, they might not even like you. They might not be supporting you. They could be just following you to see what you're going to do next because they can admire you from afar. And sometimes when people don't like you for whatever reason, nothing that you did to them, it's not so much that they don't like you. They don't like the anointing that they see on you. They can't understand what it is about you that makes them feel that way. It's a lot of times it's insecurities about themselves and what they feel like they should be doing. But let me tell you this. We all get insecurities when we place the emphasis on ourselves and trying to lift ourselves up instead of letting God lift us up. So what happens is when God elevates you, you can stay. When man elevates himself, you won't last too long. It doesn't last. Because guess what? God says in Genesis, he'll make your name great before nations. You don't have to do anything. If you trust my plan and you follow my lead, I'll make your name great. I'll put you on stages you never dreamed about. I'll put you before people in the room with people that you never thought, imagined that you would be in the room with. That's that Ephesians 3 and 20. That's that exceedingly abundantly above all. That's those type of blessings. You know, that's the supernatural, right? That's the extraordinary. You can't even touch it. No man can do that. Matter of fact, scripture says what's impossible with man is possible with God. He's the only one that can do it. He's in full control. Whatever he allows, he takes care of. You know, because sometimes we be like, well, why is God allowing people to come against me? Guess what? There's a lesson and a blessing in everything we go through. So the lesson that you go when you're going through those tough times, especially when you're dealing with opposition, embrace it. Because guess what? In our uncomfortable places is when we grow. And when we grow and God develops character, then he elevates us to the next level. We can't get to the next level without going through that pruning stage. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's not going to be, you're not going to like it. Surely it's not going to feel good, but it's necessary. And if you ever notice that whatever, when you've went through your seasons, because you know, we're going to be constantly going through, you're going to either be in the valley, or on the mountaintop, on your way out of a storm, in a storm, you know, or going right back into a storm. And every time we're going through these trials and tribulations, as James 1 and 2 tells us to count it all joy, because it worketh our patience, right? So the whole purpose is not to beat us down, to destroy us, or to make us feel like we can't win. It's to build character. Because the enemy is going to do his job. One thing about the enemy, he's going to be persistent. And every day, every minute, he's going to try to come at you with something to get you off course. We have to be just as persistent as he is about the word of God. We have to stay in it day and night, constantly pray and put that whole armor on, because I'm telling you, his whole job, his whole focus is to get us off course. And he will use anything and anybody that is willing to be used to throw those darts of confusion, depression, destruction, discouragement at us. But you know how to, you don't have to be mad at the enemy either. You don't have to be mad at people that dislike you or talking about your plotting. You can smile. Now, I had to learn that it was very hard. Oh my gosh. Because when they think that they won because you avoid them or you can't look them in the eye, you can't smile, you can't be nice. You can be cordial. You know, you can be cordial with people that you know that don't want have your best interest at heart. You can be cordial to them. You don't have to be mean to them. You don't have to be like them. That's the whole point. You don't have to be like them. Because when you be like God has created you to be, you heap, the Bible says it heaps hot coals over there. They can't understand it. They don't know what's wrong with you. Why is she being nice to me? Why is he still helping me out when I'm mistreating him? And I know he know it. So, you know, this is how I look at it. And I'm going to say this, and I'm not going to hold you long. But I've been in some situations where I knew people were plotting against me. And God will give me the heads up ahead of time. You know, either sometimes I would dream about certain things and then it would happen, you know. But I can remember a particular time I was going through this situation. And I knew that this group of people were plotting. And in the beginning, it frustrated me so bad. I was so frustrated. I was like, oh my gosh. You know, I was like, Lord, I don't understand why this happening? Why is this happening? You know, I don't mistreat people. Now, I'm not saying that I'm a saint, because I'm not. We all have flaws. But generally, I try to treat people right. I don't feel good about plotting against people. I try to support people. I try to be just a upstanding person all around. You know, I don't sugarcoat anything, but I try to be just upfront. And I couldn't understand why. Like, what did I do to deserve this? I would go home, I'd be so frustrated, and for a minute it was draining me. I couldn't focus. And I prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed, and Holy Spirit told me, said, if I showed it to you, that means I'm going to take care of it. But if you keep trying to figure it out and you're worried about why they're doing this, like I don't have your back, then I'm going to let you go ahead and continue to be stressed out. And see, one thing I learned about God, he's not going to overstep you know, if we keep putting our hands on something we're supposed to give to him and we keep picking up, he'll let you keep picking up till you get tired. That's why you have to let go and let God. Let it, I mean, if you say you trust him, leave it alone. And I found out, and I'm pretty sure you have too, when you actually let go and let him have it, it always works out. Like you be sitting there, like you forgot about it, and then all of a sudden it's worked out. But as long as you're focusing on it and dwelling on it, it seems like it takes forever, don't it? So, you know, I learned in that moment, when, you know, and that's been maybe 10, 15 years ago, I learned, hey, you can't stop how people treat you. And you can teach people how to treat you. At the same time, you can't stop how people see you and what they say about you, because people are going to talk. They talked about Jesus. Who are we? But what you can do is determine the way you respond, because your response determines your level of blessings. And if you know what I know, that no man can stop what God has already set out in his plan for your life, then their chatter truly doesn't matter. Like I said before, it's free press. It's nothing that they can say or do that can stop the plan that God has for you. It's no need to even get upset with them. Matter of fact, like Joseph did, he had to pray for his brothers, because in the end, they needed his help. And if he had been bitter instead of better, and that's what that process taught him, those years that he was in the pit and he was going through all those different things for nothing that he did wrong, but it taught him a lot. He learned a lot in that season when he felt like everything was going wrong. But look what God did. He gave him double for his trouble. He didn't allow what happened. Joseph didn't allow what happened to him to get on the inside of him. He forgave him. And forgiveness is not for them, it's for you. Forgive them, pray for them. Ask God to bless them anyway. That's what I do. Every time I see a hater or somebody I know that don't like me for whatever reason, or if they're plotting, I know they're plotting and God has showed it to them, I just pray for them, Lord, bless them. Whatever they need, Lord, bless them. Bless their family. Whatever they stand in need of, Lord, bless them. I wish them well. Don't wish no ill will on them. I don't have to, because I already know that if God got his hand on me, his plan is going to stand. I don't have to fight that battle, because he says revenge is his, says the Lord. That's his battle to fight. All I got to do is stand. The Bible says to be still and know. That's all I got to do, is be still and know that he is God. I ain't got to do nothing. And just remember that if people got a problem with you and how God is blessing you, let them take it up with him. That ain't got nothing to do with you. That ain't even your place to discuss. Pray for them and keep it moving. Don't mistreat them. Don't retaliate. Stay in faith. And remember, a lot of people are going to be, some people are going to be for you and some are not. You're going to have people smiling in your face that really want to take your place. But when God allows you to go through your period of isolation, ask him to help you to be able to stand. Because let me tell you, that period of isolation, when you feel like nobody is there to listen to your plights or your cries, and you can't get anybody on the phone, God does that. He's very intentional. He's doing it because he wants you to put your trust in him and not them. Bible says that God will never leave or forsake you. And matter of fact, it says he'll be with you even until the end of time. He is the beginning and the end and Alpha and Omega. What better friend, what better father, what better protector, provider, healer, encourager to have on your team than the one that made you? So when you go through those periods of isolation, embrace it. ask God, what is it that you want me to learn in this season? And when you're faced with opposition, whether it's on your job, or wherever you may be, in relationships, friendships, wherever the situation is, wherever there are people or a person that for whatever reason you have an issue with, don't give up. Don't avoid them. You have to be bold in Christ. You don't have to be mean, but you have to stand firm. Don't mistreat them. The good book says to pray for them. Ask God to bless them. God will handle them. Remember, Jeremiah 1:5. For he knew you before you even formed. Right? Remember that he'll make your enemies your footstool. Remember that no matter what happens, God's got your back. Remember that you don't have to worry about anything, but you can pray and make your requests known. Remember that God is going to prepare a table in the presence of your enemies, not for you to gloat. It's not for you to brag, but it's to show them that as long as he has his hand on you, it ain't nothing they can do with you. This is my message tonight. I hope it has blessed you. I hope that you stay encouraged and definitely blessed. Again, I'm your host, Dr. Tan. Remember, their chatter doesn't matter. I want to thank you again for tuning in to I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast tonight. And until we speak again, may God continue to keep you, cover you, and bless you. Good night.
Shall prosper.